All right. Thank you. The Government Operations Committee will come to order. Sorry, we got started a little late, but we were looking for some documents that we have now retrieved. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bigahorse?
Present.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congressman Maker? Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. And Congressman Maker is excused if it hasn't been reflected for as many meetings as he needs to assist with his recovery from back surgery. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Whitehorn, would you give us a prayer, please?
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings that you give to us. We thank you for this time of year, Lord. We just ask that you be with us as we meet on the issues that are before us for consideration on the Osage Nation people's behalf. We thank you for our ability to sit here and listen and do our best to make the decisions that serve our people. I just ask that you be with our children and our elders and the men and women in uniform all over the world today. Just be with those that are in mourning and have suffered loss, and those that are sick. Just comfort them and be with them as only you can. All these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Congresswoman?
Yes?
I quite possibly could have been late to this meeting, but I do remember the Lord's Prayer and being here and participating in that, so I don't know if this is just a carryover from a template before, but I do believe I was here.
April 15th was yesterday?
Yes.
I don't think we had the Lord's Prayer yesterday. Who gave the prayer yesterday? I think Angela did, didn't you? Congresswoman Pratt gave the prayer.
Okay. It also shows that I moved to approve the minutes.
No.
And if I was absent, I couldn't have done that.
That's true. Does anyone remember who moved to approve the minutes? Yes.
Yeah, I came in.
I don't know, but I know Maria wasn't here for a little bit.
You guys had already passed. Yeah, I entered after the first bill had been passed out, so.
I'm guessing that it was, I think it was, it might have.
You did, and he said second, because we paused for a little
bit. We did have a big pause.
Yeah, and then he said second.
So it was Congressman Bighorse?
That's right, because you entertained the motion, and you didn't make the motion.
Uh-huh.
And I thought Scott seconded your motion.
Uh-huh, and we all sat there, and then we all looked at you.
Because I was digging my bag, and then I was late.
Uh-huh, right, that's what happened.
It was a long pause.
Move to approve the minutes from April 15th as corrected.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Thoughts? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. The ayes have it. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is reports. Let's pull up the report that we have. Do we have a... Ms. Snead, you have the floor about financial reports? Or reports and review of financials?
What was it they asked?
I said you have the floor.
Okay, so here I have showing our appropriated revenue has a deficit of $159,458. This is with everything as it is now, not official, and this is after the historic preservation budget came through.
Okay. So this committee has passed out one piece of legislation that had an appropriation yesterday. But that was for out of the retained revenue fund. So does the retained revenue fund still have a surplus?
As of right now, the retained revenue has $95,366.
And that includes the $83,000 that this committee passed out yesterday?
That's correct.
Or day before yesterday, whenever it was. Okay. So has this committee contributed any legislation that contributed to that deficit in the general treasury? Hello, Ms. Lamson, can you hold on just a minute? We're just not quite to you yet, but we're almost there.
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. So let's go back to the other report. Have there been any bills passed out of this committee that contributed to that deficit?
Not that I'm aware of.
Just as a point of clarification to the committee member that's the chair of appropriations, is there a plan with respect to, or is appropriations going to meet with respect to this deficit? Or make a report to Congress?
We do have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow morning, and I figured that we would form a recommendation immediately following session tomorrow.
Okay.
I'd have to review the rules to see any other action or any other recommendations that can be made other than the committee making a recommendation. So, upon review of the rules, I'll have more information.
All right. That's why this is always on the agenda, so we can go over it, and when something like this, when needs to be brought to everyone's attention. I think it does. Okay. All right. Thank you. Anything else from you, Megan?
That's it.
Ms. Snead? Okay. Next item on the agenda is consideration of editorial board nominations. The first item on the agenda is the appointment of Teresa Lamson as the executive branch appointment to the editorial board. Ms. Lamson is appearing via telephone from parts unknown. Actually, I hope somewhere nice. Can you?
Connecticut.
Well, that's nice. It can be nice. Let's put it that way. It's supposed to probably rain, isn't it?
Yes, it's been quite cold and drizzly and lots of fog, but the sun is shining today.
Good. All right. Ms. Lamson, can you just, for the benefit of some new members, can you just give the committee a brief? We have your information. Can you give us a brief summary of your time that you have spent on the editorial board for the Osage News?
So Yes, I will try. And if there's anything that I don't include in my summary that you want me to go over, I can do that. But I really began with the, I don't think it was called a Speak Editorial Board at the time, that Congressman Edwards was involved in the origination of this idea of having the board of this nature. And I was involved in helping put that together along with some elected officials and Shannon Shaw Duty, and I think Denny McAuliffe was involved, and it was the Gray administration. And then fast forward to when this actually did become an act, which established the board. And I was on the original board. I went off for a time, and then I came back. So I would say that I've seen the evolution of this process and the development of policies and procedures. And even though I had a career in journalism and then another academically related career in the formation of the board and its duties and what we were charged with was even new to me because of the connection to government. So how it functions and what we have today was something I learned right along with other people. Because it was not the type of typical board that I would have been involved with or known about previously. So I think a lot of the same can be said for other situations as we've grown as a nation, particularly since we've had our new form of government. But I've always, I think I've been a vice chair of the board as I am now, but I have never been chair of the board. I've also served with Robert Warrior, Tara Mansley, Denny McAuliffe. I think that includes past members.
Okay. So you guys have bylaw, well, you have the law that controls the board, and then you also have bylaws, is that right?
Right, so the laws, and then we have particularly the policies, I would say would probably be the heart of what we do, and what also more or less governs the newspaper, or those policies that have evolved. And sometimes it's developed as a necessity, not because we thought of them previously. Like, for example, with obituaries or something of that nature.
Do you all have an editorial policy? Or
Is that Congressman Edwards? I can't quite hear. I hear certain words you say, but not the whole sentence.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is that better? Or maybe I need to talk more.
I heard that. Whoever just
okay.
spoke, I heard that.
Well, I put myself into the microphone more. Is that better?
Oh, okay. Yes, it is. Thank you.
I was asking if the board has an editorial policy.
A policy, well, we do not publish editorials, and I don't know that we have a policy stating that, but op-eds or that the editor would publish an editorial. I think we decided years ago on a previous board, we would not have the editor publish editorials or op-ed pieces because our editor is not separated from the news operation. And I think traditionally, when editors have written editorials, they have not been out of the newsroom. So we just thought that would be a conflict.
Okay. And I wanted to see, can we pull up the law? I'll let somebody else ask questions, and then I'll come back, because I have a few. Questions from the committees to Ms. Lamson. I I know, but then. Right. Okay, anybody have any questions for Ms. Lamson? Nobody?
I don't know.
Okay, so I assume you're familiar, I know you're familiar with the editorial board duties and responsibilities.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I feel bad, but your voice is bouncing all over the room and I can't hear it clearly.
Let me try again.
That's it. I hear it.
Is that better? Okay.
Yes, perfect.
Is there anything about the duties and responsibilities of the editorial board you would want to change or you think needs to be changed based on your experience on the board?
I have a sense that yes, it can be revisited and improved. It feels to me, okay, and this is an overall feeling, it feels more bureaucratic and governmental than it does as a journalistic or media type business. And so perhaps this just might, you know, I'm not familiar with that type of thing. So it's, you know, maybe at times been a difficult fit. But I know that we have, and of course it all depends on confirmations, right? I know we're planning a work session in the spring, and that would be May for me because the wedding and I was going to be gone so much in April. But we're planning an actual work session for this very type of thing. And we also didn't want to have a work session and then have a, you know, seat a new board. We thought it was better to have the new board begin afresh and then we gather for a retreat where our sole purpose is working on this type of thing. And I would hope that when I have two more board members sitting with me that we sit down and just, I'm sure you have them too, right? You have work days and we sit down and we have work days and one in particular where we go over and talk about the very thing you just asked me. And we do anticipate changes in it.
Okay. Well, I've got a copy of your bylaws and I was looking at them and I think they need updating too because I noticed, for example, that they say that you will meet quarterly or at least twice a year. I thought you guys were meeting monthly. Is that wrong?
We do. Okay. No, you're absolutely correct. We do meet monthly, and which, frankly, is probably if this is where the government thing confuses me, because to me, we would meet on a regularly scheduled basis and then as needed. Because it's a news business, I could see that we would have meetings more frequently than quarterly, and perhaps that's one of the things that meeting monthly is trying to achieve, is just trying to make sure nothing falls through the cracks or we're there for advice. And if you look at, can you look at the press act? Let me try to pull that up on my phone, sorry. If you look at the powers and duties of the board, right? So we have A through E. So this is, you know, setting the different policies. And we're certainly doing that. And then it's to ensure the operational structure is sound, duties and obligations, review advertising rates and policies. And then it has, B has to do with elections and campaigns, and then contractual policies. That's one of the things I think we're gonna be looking at too, but nowhere in there is it really explicit about also serving in an advisory capacity. And to me, that's not spelled out. And maybe for those of you with legal background, you see that in there. I don't personally. But again, it could be just, I don't understand how law is written, but I would like to see that be more, I don't know, that to be a clearer role in terms of the powers and duties of the board.
I thought you guys were a governance body. Are you not?
Well, you asked me, you know, what I saw in terms of how the board was supposed to operate, and I said there was a difference between being an editorial board and really being a board to a news operation. And I feel like sometimes there's, we could perhaps be prevented because of our limitation of duties.
I see. And I think you and I may have discussed this a little bit.
Like, if I were the editor, okay, now, I can't step in the role of a particular person, but if I were the editor and I had three people on my board, and let's say one person on that board had a lot of background and experience in a particular type of journalism, let's even say it's an environmental journalism or health journalism, I would want to be able to call that person on my board and say, I have this story, and, you know, can we talk it over? Not for the purpose of censorship or prior restraint, but because I would want to tap into the experience and the expertise of that board member. Or perhaps it would be a cultural situation. I'd want to be able to call them. And, of course, we have other people in our nation that can also be called. But I would like to see that originally was something that the board was used for. I know when Denny McAuliffe was on, and we made ourselves available for those types of things. Even now, when I write and I produce things, I always have somebody that I can call to run an idea by. And I really feel like these powers and duties preclude us from doing that.
Okay. Just a couple more questions. Are you guys, have you changed from having staff writers to now having more in the way of contract writers? And is there a reason for that?
Check my accuracy on this, okay? I think that what happened was is that, well, you know, I've always said this, right? I truly believe we need another staff reporter. Now, that's a wish and that's a belief. It doesn't mean it's a reality or that we did that. I understand that. We have a contract reporter working for us now because there's not the ability to hire a full-time reporter. So a contract reporter is filling in Lindsay Crable Burton. And she is very good. I wouldn't say that I know her personally, but I know her professionally. And I have worked with her in other venues before. So I know what it's like to work with her. So in terms of her just as a person, I mean, it's great to have her on board. But would it be nice to actually have another staff reporter? Yes. My opinion is yes. But I understand the constraints and that that's just not a reality at this time.
So it's a salary? I didn't understand. I thought we had reporters designated.
Well, we have one reporter, Benny Palata. And then because we kind of lack infrastructure in terms of staff, the editor also ends up having to write a lot.
Okay.
And the front desk person, the reception person, is also doubling as the photographer, but he has incredible photography skills. So that's just, you know, an incredible bonus for all of us because you probably noticed he's already getting fabulous photos.
Yep, they're really good. There's a bill regarding the Free Press Act that's currently about to hit the floor, so I might want to not burden the committee right now, but talk to you about any possible amendments in the area of powers and duties of the board that you're discussing. One of the amendments that's been proposed that's out on the floor is for the editorial board to host a candidate forum. Are you in favor of the editorial board doing that on a one-time or more basis? Okay. And the editorial board would be responsible.
Yes, and she we discussed that in our last meeting, and we were all fine with that.
Okay. It currently says fair and impartial. Is that what it says?
Unbiased.
Fair and unbiased debate. Or no, it says fair and unbiased forum. But there's still some time left, so that might be amended further. Any other questions for this nominee? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Good afternoon, Ms. Lamson. I'm so glad that you're able to come here and talk to us, even if it is by phone. You mentioned the different proximity. Sorry, I'm not talking in the right microphone. You mentioned the for you as a board member, the different proximity of serving on the board of a tribal newspaper, which is funded by the tribe. And then you made mention, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that you see the bureaucracy that's involved in that. Is that a correct? Did I understand that correct? That you said?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe I'm afraid to break a rule, but I feel very constrained, and I can't speak for the other board members, but I, even compared to when I had a board, when I had a different Osage newspaper, and maybe some people there can actually remember that time. I know it's going back a long time, but I had three board members as well. Now, it was not covered by law, and they were people who with expertise in different areas of journalism, and I could call them up at any time and get their really good advice, and I could even play them off against each other. But right now, I feel like if I don't just go by this completely as close to the letter of the law that I can, that somehow it's wrong. Like, I don't even know when Congresswoman Edwards and I have talked about this in the past. Like, if two of us gather together and we kind of bounce ideas back and forth, we can't do that because we have to have an official meeting with an agenda. So there's no, I'm just used to an industry where there's a lot of brainstorming and innovation and, you know, energy. And that may come when we just sit down over a lunch that's like, gosh, that's a great idea. Let's run with it. Let's think about this. How could that really work? Or how can it not work? And my understanding is that's not the kind of thing that can be done because you have two people, and so therefore you're an official board in an official board meeting.
So you feel constrained by the Open Meetings Act, somebody saying that if you just meet together, then you are a quorum and you're violating the law. That's my understanding of what you said. So therefore,
I'm afraid of doing that. So I end up feeling pretty muzzled in terms of just talking over ideas and being creative. And I know before, even when it was still a tribal newspaper, we would do that. And there was a lot of, sometimes disagreement, but a lot of energy. And it was exciting, you know?
Yes.
And now I'm just constantly afraid that I'm breaking some kind of rule.
I understand what you're saying, and thank you. You've really opened that up to me. I never understood that before this conversation, so I appreciate it. I guess my final question to you is, because of the proximity of our newspaper being a government newspaper and funded by the Osage Tribe, do you truly feel like we have an independent press at the Osage Nation?
I really do. I think people on the outside would be astounded, and I know there have been, especially, you know, what I would call Westerners or mainstreamers question it, but I'm just like, you know, you don't understand. We do have a law, and we have to follow the law, and like I just explained, the parts that I find confining to it. But otherwise, nobody comes and tells us what to do or what we can print or what we can't print. It just doesn't happen. And we can't believe how difficult it is to convince people that that doesn't happen. They're like, oh, there's no way. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. They do not interfere with us.
Okay.
I believe maybe for others it's not possible, but for some reason, maybe God given, we're able to do it.
Okay. Thank you. That answered my second question. I appreciate your time today, and you have a good afternoon, and I'll turn the floor over to whoever is next.
Are there any?
Well, thank you. Does that mean I hang up now?
Let me see. Anybody have any more questions of Ms. Lansom? Okay, that means you can hang up now, but I'll be looking for you later. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. All right, is there any movement regarding Ms. Lansom? Yes.
Just getting some clarity from the chair. I thought we had other...
She's the nominee from the executive branch.
And what are we supposed to do with that?
Report that the nominee is qualified by... We have to confirm her. Yes?
I have a motion to report to the Congress that Teresa Lansom is a candidate qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to her service on the editorial board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
I will confirm that, but I've always been under the impression that we were confirming this appointee, so.
I didn't.
I'll check it. If not, then we won't have to do anything further, but if so, then at least we've done it.
Well, I don't believe that the executive branch has sent her over.
Yes.
Have they sent a notice over of her appointment to us? Okay.
Teresa Lansom. Yes. That's what I was assigned for. Let me check. It didn't come from executive?
No. I don't think we confirmed this. I don't think we confirmed these appointments.
Chair will call for a recess.
Second.
I don't ever remember executive.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 I didn't know that she was the exact. I thought she was one that we were considering for our appointment.